So hello, Phil Butler here with another audio boo. As you may or may not know, I am a stand-up comic and I travel the world and I travel the country doing shows most nights, but this is my night off. And what have I chosen to do? I've chosen to get in a car and come 2.5 hours, well, it seemed like 3.5 hours, coming all the way up the
A12.
Up the A12 to Pakefield, Pontins. I'm here with my very, very good friend, Pete Matthews. Hello, Pete.
Hello, Butler. Hello, listeners. How are you, mate?
I'm all right, mate. Yeah, yeah.
This is so lovely. You've come with me all this way.
Oh, I love it. Any excuse to hang out with Pete. He's my extreme friend. My extreme friend. He does parachute jumps and he does bungee jumps and all that sort of stuff I would never, ever contemplate doing.
No, I don't think I contemplate doing it anymore.
Really?
No,
you got too old for it now?
No, the kids. I've got kids now. Oh, but I have told Annie I'll take her skydiving on her 16th birthday, so it's not that far away, is it? Really?
No, not really.
she's five. Yeah, 11 years away. I'll do it again.
11 years.
Yeah,
so we're up here at Pontins. I first met Pete when I was doing magic shows for a queue of people who wanted to see Father Christmas at Selfridges, and you were doing the Marvin's Magic demonstrations.
On the fourth level, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was like the start of my whole career, if you like.
Yeah.
I've been doing gigs in Bournemouth, just like from 14 onwards in local hotels. Then I got the gig at Marvin's doing the Christmas season, 6 weeks in London. And then from that, I got a gig in Huddersfield, just a one-nighter. Not from that, but at the same time as that. To go up and support Cannon and Ball.
But that was juggling, though.
That was juggling. Yeah. So really,
you were always doing juggling while you were doing the magic.
Yeah. Well, listen, to be the whole thing about being a Marvin's demonstrator, really, they don't want magicians.
Right.
They want personalities.
That's
or people.
Right.
But I had a flair of cards and stuff like that because I was a juggler, so it worked.
Yeah.
And it was really good.
They all go hand in hand, don't they? The magic and the juggling and the fire eating and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I've got a theory about that, though. See, I think magicians have a skill and hide it, and a juggler has a skill and shows it off.
Yeah.
And I don't believe anyone ever learns to juggle with a view to showing it off, but I believe no one learns a magic trick without a view to show it off.
That's absolutely true. But then again, if you're spending hours and hours and hours a day practicing juggling, you're going to want to make sure that somebody can see what you can fucking do, surely.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. But the first three balls, although saying that, there are lots of jugglers that really just juggle for themselves, right. You know. I mean, I have countless computer friends that are great jugglers.
Well, I do the contact juggling, the one with the
I know, like, I gave you a big ball.
Yeah, exactly, right? So
you left yours on a plane somewhere.
I left it in Australia. It was under the bed. It rolled under the bed and I left it in Australia.
Good contact.
So, yeah, hey, there you go. For those who don't know, the contact juggling, it's what was his name, that guy? Michael Motion.
For Labyrinth.
Yeah, have a look at, YouTube it, Michael Motion doing the contact juggling. Absolutely incredible.
It was David Bowie, but it wasn't.
And the reason I don't show anybody is because I'm absolutely rubbish at it.
Well, I tell you what, it's one of those things that, you know, slight imperfections and look very obvious in contact juggling.
Yeah.
Whereas what I do, I just throw loads of crap in the air.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I catch it all, it looks okay.
And talking to YouTube, we must check you out on YouTube. What do we put in YouTube?
Just put my name, Pete Matthews, and you can put high Diablo throw.
Yeah.
You can put seven ball bounce.
Yeah. Right, the Diablo throw. I've got to ask you about this. You've contacted Guinness about it.
I have. I've been in contact. I'm waiting to hear. I just did like the basic. You can pay like £400 to get them to listen to you in 2 days. I was like, there's no rush for this. It's taking me 15 years to do you like this email.
Exactly. So you're hoping that they're going to do this thing.
Yeah.
At,
and the idea is, I know I can throw a Diablo higher than anybody on earth.
Check it out on YouTube. Pete Matthews, high Diablo throw.
Yeah,
you've
absolutely.
You've got to check it out. And you're hoping to hire this place out?
Well, no, basically what's happened is I've written to a few places. I've written to the Lloyd's building in London because they've got a 328-foot atrium or something like that.
Right.
So I want to do it indoors if I can because then there's no
wind factor.
No wind. There's like dampness in the air and stuff like that. Because if it's a damp day, that slows
down. Just making excuses.
Pretty much, No, but also I've got to measure it, you see?
Yeah.
And if I do it next to a building or at least inside a lobby of a building, a really big one, I can have people at various floors.
Using lasers and
well, just to get gay, you know, bits of tissue paper. I got it! You went past me! Did you go past you? Oh, sorry, I was on the phone. I was Facebooking.
Are you on Facebook? Are you on Twitter?
Love Facebook. Yeah, do Facebook.
All right, follow Pete on
Twitter. Because I'm always away, you see. I don't know how to...
That's all right. I'll teach you all about Twitter. Don't worry about that. and a website. Just mention your website and then we'll get out of here.
www.crazyjuggler.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Pete Matthews.
Hey, cheers, Butler. Cheers, folks.
Cheers, mate.